what is going on? I mean, it seems like some of the roofers, they're maybe struggling. I don't know if this is true. I've heard a little bit about this, like building owners are afraid of the economy. Hi, I'm Daniel Laxtons, and you're listening to the Roofing Business Builder Podcast, brought to you by Roofing Business Builder, the coaching program. And go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out. Well, this week I have Jim Allen back, and of course, he's a co-founder of Roofer Marketers. He also is the host of the Roofing Success Podcast, and he's a co-author of the book Internet Marketing for Roofing Contractors. And we had a great discussion. There's a lot of things that we talked about.
Dealing with a down economy.
Take away some really good information, especially if you're thinking about
dealing with a down economy,
your roofing business. Let's look into my interview with Jim Allen.
That's what it is, man. I've been through multiple recessions now, right? Multiple recessions.
Yeah. I've been through a few. I mean, even in 2002.
Yeah, that was
2001. It was the Bush Gore election. And as soon as the Bush Gore, Florida decided that they were going to decide, you know, usually it's California that decides who becomes president.
That's right.
But in this case, it was Florida. Florida decides who's going to be the next president. And when that happened, oh my goodness, none of the building owners would spend any money. They switched to repair. So.
So for me, I was in a little different place. So I took the 10-year route in college. So I graduated in high school in 1994. I graduated college in 2004. So I took the long road through there. But I had a cousin that graduated college in 1999 with a computer science degree.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Timing. Right. Like he got hired on with Anderson Windows to do what was it called? The Y2K stuff. Right. Like with the
everyone was freaking out about Y2K.
That's right. It was the Y2K.
It's going to come to an end.
And computers won't flip into the, you know, from 1999 to 2000. So they had to go rewrite a lot of code. And so it was just this optimal time to start in programming. And so at that time, I was like, man, I found this degree. It was called Management of Information Systems. And I was like, wow, that's a business degree, half computer science, half business administration. Like, I'm not going wrong there, right? Like, there's no way I go wrong there. And so start going down that path, got into college, was going to college for it. This was in 2002, like you said. So after the crash, after the dot-com bubble burst, I was talking to the school people, like they had a job fair. There was like 14 companies at the job fair. They said 3 years ago, we'd have 350.
Wow. Man, so Jim, I know I haven't seen you in a while. I haven't been to a trade show. I'm taking care of my father right now. My mother died and everything. And then my dad, we pulled him out of the nursing home. He has dementia, but I'm going to be there. I'll be back. But I want to know what is going on. I mean, it seems like some of the roofers, they're maybe struggling. I don't know if this is true. I've heard a little bit about this, like building owners are afraid of the economy is down. But I mean, what's your take on it? Have you experienced that with the roofing shows too over this past year and a half, 2 years?
Not at all, man. I think they've been well attended. I haven't seen a big shift in the industry yet. You know, we've been at a lot of the trade shows recently. We're not, you know, the attendance is there. RoofCon, I thought was, I didn't see as like that they had more attendance than past shows. But it was laid out differently. So it's sometimes hard to tell how many people are there when they have to leave this and go there to do that. And the breakout sessions are like down below way over there. And then the main stage is down the hall over here. And then the expo hall is down over there. Like when that happens, it's challenging to understand how many people were there. Right.
Right.
We were just at Roofing Process Conference. That was well attended. I would say a higher attendance than the year before. And we're heading to IRE next week and then to Win the Storm after that. So we'll see how those go. But
that's
I haven't seen it from the shows. And I haven't seen it, from our clients that we work with. We work with over 100 contractors across the country now. I haven't sensed fear yet.
Good. Well, no, that's a really good thing. And that's what I don't want people to sense. I don't want
anyone. Right. There's a lot of positivity in the marketplace. Now, people are definitely very conscious of a potential, recession and things like that. And we may be in a recession. And from a commercial perspective, yeah, building owners are definitely gonna take some time to look at their, they're doing a re-roof versus doing a repair and extending this out, because when there's an unknown, people are going to pull back and be weary of the unknown. And so,
They shift from doing full re-roofs. They may own like 20 or 100 buildings, but they'll shift from doing full re-roofs to just doing repairs.
That's right.
And then everyone is like going, where's my money? I feel poor again.
Exactly. And so then that kind of slows things down, right? But but in those slowdowns, there's always opportunity. There are companies that unfortunately that are not well run that may go out of business. They have good people. Sometimes they have good people that could come and work for you. I'm a marketer, so it's in my nature, but to double down on your efforts. So double down on your marketing efforts, double down on your communication with your prospects, double down on having lunch with building owners and property managers, and right, have two lunches a week versus one lunch a week, have five instead of one. That extra effort that you put in will ensure your path through any type of recession.
Yeah. And that's during the Great Depression, Mercedes-Benz, that's what they did. They doubled down all their marketing. And when the recession the Great Depression was over, they skyrocketed. And so be that roofing company. Hey,
I'll tell you a story. You a quick story about that is when COVID hit, we had a client that just came on board with us in the Pittsburgh market, Pennsylvania. And it was a son taking over his father's business. And the father had been running the roofing business for many, many years, a couple of decades. And then the son was taking it over and kind of modernizing it and wanting to grow it. His father was happy with what they had, right? The referral business that they achieved. He wanted to do a little bit more. So we started doing marketing for him, and then COVID hit a month later. And so when I talked to him, he said, man, I'm really worried about this. We're going to have to pull back. And so my conversation is this around any type of recession or economic event. Do you want to be the company that is there at the end when this ends? Because every recession, every depression, they end, like you're saying with Mercedes-Benz, right? Understand that it ends. But if you can continue your efforts and maybe even up your efforts during this time, when it ends, you will be the company that has work now. Mm-hmm. Instead of being the company that has to start trying to get work. Yeah. You would rather have the phone call that says, hey, economic outlook economics are looking a lot better. We're not as fearful of the recession anymore. Let's get that re-roof done. Instead of being the company that when the, economic recession is over, now I got to get people to know that I do work. My goodness, I got to find something. You want the phone calls to be there when those building owners become comfortable with moving forward with their new roof.
Wow, that's big, Jim. Yeah, you gave me some thoughts here too, because it's like Oh, yeah. Anyways, but the point is that if you are trying to get attention from a girl, I love using these examples, and yet you're young and you're not financially in that situation, you still need to show your face. You still need to be out there for them to see who you are, because down the line, they're going to say, oh, I remember this guy. And this is the same thing in the roofing industry. If you pull back, well, then they're not going to be reminded of who you are. And then when they do have money, the time comes, you know, they need to know who you are. And what happens is all these other roofers thought the same thing. They thought, oh, I'm not going to market. It's down and everything. But what happens is when this is all over, they don't remember those guys, but they remember you because you were there through the whole time. That's brilliant, Jim. That's really good. Well, awesome. Hey, dude, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people find you?
Yeah, at The Roofer Marketers, at Roofing Success. Go Roofer Marketers on YouTube. Check us out.
Check him out and definitely listen to his podcast. You're going to grow. And till next time, we'll see y'all. So,
and now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know that if you were to design SOPs for your roofing business, that you'll, on average, gain up to 21% more revenue? 21% more revenue. That's a lot of money. What's an SOP? An SOP is a standard operating procedure. These are what I was talking about earlier, about having training videos for your company. How much time do you spend when you hire someone and you're teaching them, whether it's a salesperson, whether it's an office girl or guy, whoever it is in your organization? You're training them over and over and over. That's a lot of money out of your pocket. And here's the worst part is when you have a manager that's running those trainings, well, is that manager going to retain and know exactly what your expectations are? Well, a lot of times, no. So they'll hear certain things that they resonate with, but they're not going to remember everything. So once you start doing your training videos, and you upload these things and you have these standard operating procedures, do you actually have your employee manuals made up, a paper one to give to your employees? See, now you're running a legitimate roofing business. It's time to step it up. Design SOPs. Now, if you need help with SOPs, email Roofing Business Builder. Tell us about your situation. Roofing Business Builder designs SOPs with our other company. And what they found was, after building these SOPs, they paid for themselves in only, well, less than 2 months, sometimes less than 1 month. And yet once the program is built, then you're not doing the training. The SOP program, the training program, automatically on a computer is training your employees, which means that you're increasing your revenue. After that 1 month to 2 months, you're increasing your revenue by 21% perpetually. And what's beautiful about this is that they'll also, the employees are learning on their dime, meaning that while you may be doing your training at work, when they get off work, well, they're actually able to get on their phone or on their computer, and they can do the training at home. So you're not actually paying them hourly for that training. They're doing a lot of that training on their own dime. So these are great benefits. But remember, SOP, standard operating procedures. Well, that's it for the show. So I will see you at IRE. And until next time, I don't always consult on commercial roofing, but when I do, I make millionaires. Stay wealthy, my friends.